97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lacouturay, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans. I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. Lisa Hale reports.
If it's adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated those privacy rights. Democratic state lawmakers have also introduced separate legislation that would allow residents to file a lawsuit over privacy violations in state court, regardless of whether the subject of that lawsuit is a state or federal government agency. That proposed bill is currently being reviewed in committee. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and Senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal judge to grant her an acquittal or a new trial following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed the request last week, claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this year as the case continues through post-trial motions. I'm Lisa Hale.
With the 2026 election less than a year away, fundraising efforts in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district race are kicking up. James Kelly reports.
According to campaign finance reports, incumbent Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden led 2025 in campaign fundraising with over $4.3 million. Rebecca Cook, pursuing a rematch of 2024 with Congressman Van Orden, raised over $4 million last year. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge will challenge Cook for the Democratic nomination in August and raised nearly $400,000 last year. While Congressman Van Orden led the total fundraising battle in 2025, Cook raised nearly double his fundraising total in the last reporting period of the year. From October through December, Congressman Van Orden raised a little less than $670,000, while Cook brought in about $1.1 million. This is Cook's third run for the 3rd Congressional District after falling short in the Democratic primary in 2022 and narrowly losing to Congressman Van Orden in the 2024 election. Berge raised about $115,000 over that period. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to learn more about flood risks in their area and explore their flood insurance options in honor of Flood Insurance Awareness Week. According to a press release, Flood Insurance Awareness Week will run through Saturday, giving the agency a good opportunity to highlight the importance of getting flood insurance. The DNR is also sharing tips on when residents could qualify for federal flood insurance and what it means to own property in a federally designated flood zone or special flood hazard area. Agency officials say typical homeowner and renter insurance policies usually don't cover flood damage. Federal flood insurance is available for properties both inside and outside special flood hazard areas, but is only in communities that participate in the National Flood Insurance Program. The DNR's floodplain program tracks community enrollment in the National Flood Insurance Program. Residents who own property in a special flood hazard area and have a mortgage from a federally regulated lender are also required to have flood insurance. I'm James Kelly.
And I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows voters in Wisconsin are clearly undecided in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race and in both party primaries for the gubernatorial election. In a presentation on Wednesday, Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette Law School poll since 2012, said with just 6 weeks remaining until the nonpartisan ballot in April, 66% of the polled voters don't know who they will support for Wisconsin Supreme Court justice between liberal Chris Taylor and conservative Maria Lazar.
There is a small difference. Lazar's at 12% support and Taylor at 17, so a 5-point Taylor advantage, and that big 66 out to the side.
The same can be said for the gubernatorial primaries coming up in August. In the Republican primary for governor, 35% of the voters support Tom Tiffany, 2% support his challenger, Andrew Mansk, and 63% are undecided. On the Democratic side, 65% of the voters polled haven't picked a candidate. Francesca Hong is the frontrunner with 11%, Mandela Barnes is close behind at 10%, and Sarah Rodriguez comes in third place with 6% of the vote. The remaining five Democratic candidates have 5% support or below.
So the point to take away from this has less to do with the individual vagaries of the race and has a lot to do with the fact that Wisconsin voters just haven't tuned in to any of this year's elections here in February.
The survey of 818 registered Wisconsin voters was conducted between February 11th and 19th. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed proposed legislation last week seeking to add protections for news coverage and free speech from bogus lawsuits. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
The anti-SLAPP, or Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation bill, passed on a voice vote in the Assembly and now moves to the State Senate for consideration. Lawmakers say the goal of the bill is to prevent the use of costly and time-consuming litigation as a tool to limit free speech or retaliate against a news organization for their coverage. If passed into law, the anti-SLAPP bill would create a more efficient process for courts to quickly dismiss lawsuits it deems were filed to target protected speech or discourage civic participation. Such lawsuits typically do not have a legitimate legal basis, but are filed simply to punish an individual or organization by forcing them to engage in the expensive and lengthy legal process to defend themselves. The bill would also allow the prevailing parties to recover attorney fees and require a prompt hearing. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Unfortunately, school shootings happen across the country. In Madison, two people were killed at the Abundant Life Christian School in December of 2024. Now, one Northeast Wisconsin county is taking a more proactive approach in dealing with these tragic situations. Civic Media's Bob Nelson reports.
School leaders from across Fond du Lac County recently met to talk about the unthinkable. How best to pool resources for an active shooter or tragic scenario in a school setting. Ripon School Superintendent Ron Rivard says they'd like to train one or two people from each district to help with reunifying parents and kids during such an event.
In the midst of that, you want to be able to take care of your people and to have other professionals that are coming in that are trained to be able to help just manage all of the logistics of reunifying families and helping navigate that whole situation, I just think is a good idea.
There are nearly 60 schools across the Fond du Lac County. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
Wisconsin could lose a seat in Congress after the 2030 census. Population estimates show faster growth in other states, especially in the South, which could shift several House seats away from the Midwest. Experts say that while Wisconsin's representation may shrink, it would still be one of the most competitive swing states in national politics. Republicans now hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 congressional seats. Legal challenges over the state's district map are pending before Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Is brine best? A recent UW-Madison research project suggests it may be. The research led by Traffic Operations and Safety Laboratory, or TOPS Lab, shows salt brine used between 40% and 72% less salt than traditional rock salt. Salt brine is a mixture of granular salt and water used to keep roads clear before or during winter weather. Field testing evaluated operational and safety performance on parallel roads in 2 Wisconsin counties. Salt brine was applied in one direction, and the traditional granular rock salt was applied in the opposite direction. Results showed nearly equal road performance between the salt brine and the rock salt highway sections. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Packers preparing for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says the team spoke to a number of college defensive linemen.
We had about 11 interviews last night, and hearing these guys' stories, I mean, it's always really kind of an interesting look into the person, and I enjoy that part of it.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Cavaliers at 5-serve form, 118-116. Cleveland, unable to score at the buzzer, Doc Rivers.
I think I told our team, like, we'll take the win, and I thought we played great except for a 4-minute stretch. We had a 12-point lead, turned the ball over 3 times or 2 times, and then ran a poor play, and then it's a 1-point game. You know, we kind of messed with the game in that way, but we still won.
College hoops, the Badgers losing in Oregon, 85-71. Nick Boyd, just 11 points. Baseball, the Brewers, a 13-12 win over the Giants. Bryce Terang with 2 home runs, including a grand slam with 5 runs batted in. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little off and on light snow this morning, then it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Today, we will see a little sunshine with a high in the mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 22. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, 47 for a high, and then going to get a lot colder with a little light snow into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.